الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, talking about the things that affect the condition of the heart, one of the biggest problems and one of the biggest things that adversely affects the condition of the heart is the tendency to criticize others. جسے ہم اردو میں تنقیدی مزاج کہتے ہیں. دی اے ٹیمپرمنٹ اینڈ اے ٹینڈنسی آف بینگ کریٹیکل آف ادر پیپل. دا فسٹ اینڈ بگیسٹ پرابلم ود دیٹ از دیٹ وین وی آر کریٹیکل آف ادر پیپل دین آٹومیٹکلی وی فیل سپیریئر ٹو دیم. سو وی سے سو اینڈ سو از بیڈ میننگ دیٹ آئی ایم گڈ. So-and-so doesn't pray, meaning I'm praying. So-and-so doesn't do this and doesn't do that, or does this or does that, which gives the impression and which creates a feeling in the heart of superiority over another person. And that is the definition of kibr, of takabbur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jahannam for somebody who has takabbur, or who has kibr, who has arrogance, who looks down on his fellow human beings. So that's the first problem. The second problem with this tanqeedi mizaj, with this temperament and with this tendency to criticize people, is the fact that we talk about those people negatively. Now, there is a misconception in the minds of a lot of people who think that ghibah is only to talk about a particular individual. But ghibah can also be about people. So when we criticize a whole group, or when we criticize, a whole large group of people or certain kinds of people, this also is ghibah, because we are talking evil and ill about those people. And we are saying things about those people which, if they knew that, they would not like it, it would hurt them. And this is the definition of ghibah. So, for example, recently, and every once in a while this thing starts, there has been a spate of emails that have been floating around criticizing people who go in tabligh, in the tabligh jamaat, and criticizing them by saying that they leave their homes and they don't care about their families, and, this is bad and so on, and why do they do that, and various things. I mean, I don't want to repeat all the trash that comes in those emails. But my point is that it's very important to understand. I'm not even going into the dalail, the proofs of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invite people to the path of Islam and for our own islah, to invite Muslims to follow the religion completely and so on and so forth. I'm not even talking about all that. Of how that is justified and why it is justified and so on. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about this tendency to criticize other people. Here is somebody who is doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is not hurting you. That person is not using your resources. He or she has taken that decision independently and they would like to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. And we feel that it's our job to criticize them and point a finger at them and bad talk them. I mean, this is ghibah. This is ghibat. This is haram. We are giving away our good deeds to those people for no rhyme or reason. So I'm saying that very important for us to keep this in mind, because this is one of the biggest corruptors of the purity of the heart. Because the heart then gets filled with hatred. It gets filled with arrogance. It gets filled with all of these negative things. And therefore, all of these become hijab, they become curtains, they become covers to which prevent us from connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So very, very important, and to also remember that saying these things is also ghibat, listening to them is also ghibat. So participating in these kind of email groups is ghibat. My request is, get out of those groups. Tell whoever put you in the group to remove you from this group. Tell them to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask their opinion about somebody else, and Allah will not ask your and my opinion about somebody else. Allah will ask us what we did. Allah will not say what happened. Allah will not ask us what happened. Allah will ask us what did you do. So let us focus on ourselves. Let us focus on our own islah. Let us focus on our own correction. Let us focus on our own development. Wallahi, we have enough needs to keep ourselves occupied with our own issues for the rest of our lives. Even if we live to be 1,000 years, we have got enough issues to keep ourselves occupied with our own lives. So let us focus on those issues. Don't worry about others. And final point is, if you are really and seriously concerned about another brother or sister, about their actions, about what they are doing, whether it is the people in Tabligh, whether it is the Salafis, or whether it is the, you know, whoever, I mean, irrespective of that, whoever you want to criticize, if you are really and genuinely concerned about the welfare of those people, then go personally, meet that individual and talk to that individual. Meet that group, meet the leadership of that group and talk to those people one-on-one personally. And then stand in the night and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua for those people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them. Do that. If you can't do that, if you think this is too much trouble, or if you can't be bothered to do that, or if you think that you can't have access to those people, then forget about it. Because then it is not your sincere desire for their benefit which is driving you to talk about them. It is pure and simple wasabis and negativity from shaitan. So please don't fall into this trap of shaitan. Do not criticize anybody. If you want to say anything about somebody, go and talk. If you don't like somebody, something which somebody is doing, if you think it is wrong, go and tell that individual yourself and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua before, for that person. If you can't do that, leave them alone. Focus on your own self. Because at the end of the day, when Malakul Maut comes for you, the only thing that will go with you are your personal amal. The good or bad that somebody else did or did not do will not go with you. Their good will not benefit you. Their evil will not harm you. What will harm you is your own evil. What will benefit you is your own good deeds. So don't get lost with all this. Don't fall into unnecessary arguments and you know, display your own ignorance by not even understanding what is the meaning of riba. Take correction. If somebody tries to correct you, thank the person for correcting you. Don't argue with the person and display your own ignorance in the process. Very, very important to understand and not destroy yourself by pointing fingers at other people. We have enough faults of our own to keep us occupied. So let us not fall into the trap of criticizing other people. This whole Tanqidi Mizaj is the biggest cancer of this Ummah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We keep on criticizing each other, we keep on lambasting each other, and this keeps us occupied by infighting constantly, and we have no time to do anything constructive. This is the worst of the evils that Shaitan has plagued us with, and very successfully Shaitan has kept us occupied with this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves, to save us from the wasabis of shaitan, and to give us the sense to understand the kind of dangerous path that we are going on when we become critical of other people. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.